The Lafayette Chamber Singers will present their 40th anniversary spring concert. Let's celebrate Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Unitarian Universalist Church in West Lafayette with special guest artist, guitarist Chacon Clavarenga. Their artistic director, Clayton Lean, who has headed the ensemble since their beginning in 1972, recently visited WBAA to talk about their origin and history.
We began as a very small group of singers who were getting together in our own homes just to sing English madrigals. And pretty soon we were being invited to an awful lot of parties, to sing at parties, and that was actually the origin of our performing out in public. And for the first 5 or 6 years, that's what we mostly did. There were a surprising number of people giving parties in the spring who wanted a little bit of extra entertainment, and so we would sing for those.
Well, before we go on, let's hear a little musical example. And this may not be an English madrigal, but it is a party tune, and it will be on Sunday afternoon's program, and it's a sample of the kind of music you specialized in during those early years. Just a taste of a selection that'll be on the program Sunday afternoon. That was a mid-16th century Parisian popular song, or chanson. Il est bel et bon, It Is Well and Good, by Pierre Passereau. Clayton, what are your thoughts as you look back over those 40 years of performing?
The whole thing's been a miracle, to tell you the truth. First off, we could never have done what we have been doing and accomplished over the 40 years without an incredibly generous support of the community. I mean, that seems the foundation of everything, and that's the real miracle. Because of that support, we've been able to do things and found a lovely audience for that. Usually you have to be in major cities in the United States to have a choir do these kinds of pieces. The whole development of the group has just been spectacular and stunning, finding singers that want to do, I mean, the singers are urging me to do things as much as I'm urging them to do mm-hmm. things very frequently.
That was my next question. Are you sort of a family of, I mean, I imagine you may have singers that have been with you for most of the period? Or?
Well, there are only two of us who are still from the original group, but many have been for well over a decade, you know, and we've had many singers who were with us for well over a decade before they have to leave either, you mm-hmm. know, for various reasons. And every singer who comes in the group also brings in frequently knowledge of a repertoire that they are familiar with, that they would like to hear us do more of it. So it's a constantly evolving and growing kind of thing. One of the things we have done over the years that has been very exciting to do is we've done national concerts, entire programs of Scandinavian music, of German music, French music, Spanish music. We've given 3 concerts of music just by women. The Lafayette audiences have heard more choral work by women than most audiences in the whole United States. I mean, that's one thing I decided real on. Music by women was not being heard, and we really wanted it to be heard. So that's been one of our concentrations.
What about touring?
We did a lot of touring for about 15 years, and then our families got older.
Mm-hmm.
And it got harder and harder to find times that we could guarantee, because one thing we found out early is if we didn't go as a whole group, our sound just wasn't the sound. Mm. When you have a small group of only 16 singers, missing even 1 or 2 people can make a whole difference on the sound of the group. So we don't do anything if the whole group can't participate.
And I imagine if you lose a singer here and there, that you really have to find someone to keep that special sound that you've worked on for so long.
We really like to do that. Mm. You know, it's not always possible. And it usually takes about 2 years before the sound really settles when we have a new member, because the vocal production is very interesting, because you get a new singer, your whole overtone series changes. And it takes a while for us to adjust to that and find the best blend. And blend is what blending
Absolutely.
Is what a chamber choir is about.
So. And singers have to listen just as much as they have to sing.
Right, that's right. So those are all kinds of things. We've been able to premiere a lot of works in the Midwest over the years. Some frequently courtesy of singers coming in who know a work. And when we research it, we discover there hasn't been any performance in the Midwest, not in Chicago, you know, not in Indianapolis, not in Cleveland.
And I happen to know that you also tirelessly seek out things.
I sure do.
when you travel out of the country, even.
I'm always looking at music stores and finding out what they've got,
mm-hmm.
and looking for something new and something different.
Clayton Lean, Artistic Director of the Lafayette Chamber Singers. They'll present Let's Celebrate, their 40th Anniversary Spring Concert, Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Unitarian Universalist Church at 333 Meridian Street in West Lafayette. Their concert will also feature Lafayette's own young virtuoso guitarist, Chacon Claverenga, in a gypsy-inspired work. Tickets are available at Vaughn's Books and at the Tippecanoe Arts Federation.